Hello, celeb fans. Welcome back to the red carpet, more celebrity facts with me, Alicia Lang. This week, I'm talking about Sir Elton John. So here we go. Elton John was born on the 25th of March 1947 in Pinner, Middlesex. Now part of London Borough of Harrow. The oldest child of Stanley Dwight and the only child of Sheila Aline, who was married in 1945. When John began to consider his career in music, his father, who served in the Royal Air Force, tried to steer him towards more conventional careers such as banking. John had said that he had a wild stage costumes and performances where he was letting go of his restrictive childhood. At the age of 15, with his mother and stepfather's help, John was hired as a apprentice at the nearby pub of Northwood Hills Hotel, playing Thursday to Sunday nights. Known simply as Reggie, he played a range of popular standards, including songs from Jim Reeves and Ray Charles, as well as his own songs. In 1967, John answered an advertisement in a British music paper, New Musical Express, played by Ray Williams, and then the AR manager of Liberty Records at the first meeting, Williams gave John an unopened envelope of lyrics by Bernie Taupin, who had answered the same ad. Elton John was released in April 1970, and DGM Records, Bayer Records in the UK and Uni Records in the US, and established for the formula subsequent albums of gospel called Rockers and Piggant Ballads. The album's first single, Border Song, peaked at number 92 on the Billboard 100. The second, Your Song, reached number 7 in the UK singles chart and number 8 in the US, becoming John's first hit single as a singer. John and Taupin wrote their soundtrack to the 1971 film Friends, and the album Madman Across the Water, which reached number 8 in the US and included his songs 11, the album's opening track Tiny Dancer. In 1972, Elton performed at the Royal Variety Performance, where he was upstaged by the dancing of Larry Smith, the drummer with the Bonzo Doo-Da-Da band. Smith was invited to John's second US tour, and Smith let himself suggest adding in various of bizarre elements, like Me Doing Singing in the Rain, and a song and dance act with Elton playing the piano. Caribou was released in 1974, becoming John's third number one in the UK and topping the charts of the US, Canada and Australia. Reportedly recorded in 2 weeks between the live appearances featured Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me and Step Into Christmas, and that was released as a standalone. And in November of 1973, and appears in the album of 1975 remaster reissue. Along with Tim Rice, John wrote the song for the 1994 Disney animated film The Lion King at the 67th Academy Awards. Three of the five nominees of the Academy Award for Original Best Song were from The Lion King soundtrack. Elton won the award for Can You Feel the Love Tonight on the 15th of September 1997, and John appeared at the Music for Monstrat charity concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London, performing three solos of Your Song, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me and Love Like Horses. Before finishing with Hey Jude, alongside Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton, Phil Collins, Mark Klopfenfer and Sting. In October 2003, John announced that he had signed an exclusive agreement to perform 75 shows over 3 years at the Caesars Palace on the Las Vegas Strip in Las Vegas. The show of the Red Piano with multiple media concert featuring massive props of mini montages created by David LaChapelle. Effectively, he and Celine Dion shared performances at Caesars Palace throughout the year. The Walt Disney Company, John and Disney legend of his contributions in Disney films and theatrical works on October 9, 2006. Also in 2006, he told the Rolling Stone that he planned to record next record in R&B and hip-hop. In March 2007, John performed at the Madison Square Garden for the record-breaking 60th time for his 60th birthday. The concert was broadcast live and a DVD recording was released as Elton 60 live at Madison Square Garden. On the 26th of January 2017, it was announced that John would compose a score of the Broadway musical version of the novel The Devil Waters Prada, and its film adaptation with Kevin McCollum as producer and Paul Runick writing the lyrics and story. On the 24th of January 2018, it was announced that John was retiring from touring and would soon embark on a 3-year farewell tour. The first concert took place in Alton, Pennsylvania, US on the 8th of September 2018. Considering of more than 300 concerts worldwide, the tour ended in Stockholm, Sweden on the 8th of July 2023 following a rescheduled shows due to the COVID-19 pandemic and health issues. On September 1st, 2021, John announced his new collaboration of the Lockdown Sessions, which he made during the first lockdown of COVID, which was released on October 2021. Artists collaborated with him, including Eddie Vedder, Miley Cyrus, Dua Lipa, Lil Nas X, Gorillaz, Nicki Minaj, Young Thug, Stevie Wonder, Rena Swither, Charlie Puth, and Stevie Nicks. On the 25th of June 2023, John headlined at the Glastonbury Festival, performing on the Pyramid Stage, and John closed the festival with a two-hour performance which saw Pinball Wizard played for the first time in over 10 years, and the event drew in the festival's largest ever TV viewing figures in the UK, with a peak of 7.6 million and an average of 7.3 million. The BBC also announced it was a 50% of all viewers across the stations viewing the event. On October 1st, 2024, John made a surprise appearance during the United States premiere of his documentary Elton John, Never Too Late, at Alice Tully Hall in New York, as a part of his 67th New York Film Festival. And then October in 2025, the 5th of October 2025, John performed at the Singapore Grand Prix for the audience of over 70,000, the largest crowd since his retiring from touring. So now you know about Elton John, and honestly, he's absolutely brilliant. My favourite ones, obviously, I do love Step Into Christmas, but if you're referring to like off-season, I think I'm Still Standing is definitely my ultimate, because that is just a classic. I listen to it quite a lot, actually. All his songs are just great, and I cannot wait to see what he does do in the future. But if he is retired now, happy retirement. And yeah, honestly, you're just amazing, Elton John. Join me next week as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care, and bye for now.